Our next speaker is Mary Ann Chartosh, Effect of Silicon Fertilization on Plant Growth and Alleviation of Drought Stress in Wheat. Mary Ann.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about part of my PhD research project, which is about the effect of silicon fertilization on plant growth and alleviation of drought stress in wheat.
Stick closer to the microphone so they can hear you, please.
As we all know, wheat constitutes as one of the major sources of human food consumption, and it is the third largest field crop produced in the United States. Based on the USDA report in 2013, wheat production totaled 1.53 billion bushels. However, in Louisiana, it totaled 14.5 million bushels. Drought stress is one of the major constraints on the world's food supply. And to give you just a little note about the importance of water scarcity, by the year 2025, two-thirds of the world population will be living under water stress condition. So based on several reports, silicon is one of the promising candidates that can sustainably alleviate the adverse effect of biotic and abiotic stresses. Silicon is the second most abundant element in the soil, and it can be taken up as silicic acid through the root system. And wheat is also considered as one of the silicon accumulators among the crops. So we came up with two hypotheses: if silicon foliar application can reduce water stress, and compare the efficacy of foliar application of silicon with the soil silicon amendments. Here we are looking at the possible mechanisms that silicon reduce the adverse effect of water stress. Basically, silicon deposit under the cuticle, and the double silica cuticle layer decreases transpiration rate. This structure helps maintenance of optimal water content in the cells. It increases light interception, and also silica bodies could act as a cooling system and reflect the infrared wavelengths. In terms of biochemical and molecular approaches, silicon improves antioxidant defense system. It regulates plant hormones and osmotic solutes, and it can also increase the activity of photosynthetic enzymes. So we came up with two objectives: the effect of silicon foliar application on water stress wheat plants, and compare the effects of silicon foliar application and soil amendments on drought stress wheat grown at two different types of soil. We took the soil from two different locations in Louisiana State, St. Joseph Parish and Benher. The soil texture in St. Joseph Parish was commerce silt loam, and in Benher, relatively 50% Kanshan silt loam and 50% Tibbott silty clay. Here we are looking at all the silicon fertilizers that were used in this study. We applied four different silicon fertilizers in liquid form, and because they had different percentage of silicon, we serially diluted all the silicon fertilizer to get to the final concentration of 60 milligrams silicon per liter, and we were spraying for second to provide each pot with 3.5 milliliters. We also used silicon fertilizers in solid form. We used the slag, which is a byproduct of metal smelting, and we also used wollastonite, which is a natural occurring mineral element. And we applied these two fertilizers to provide us with 280 kilograms silicon per hectare. We also used a separate fertilizer, which is a source of calcium, to make sure that the silicon fertilizers and the effects from silicon fertilizer come from the silicon element and not the calcium. So the foliar spraying started at Ficus 7 five times with 1 week interval, and the water stress applied at Ficus 9 for 7 days right before plants went through the reproductive stage. The experimental design was a split plot in randomized complete block design with four replications. To evaluate the efficacy of silicon fertilizers in both solid form and liquid form. We measure total chlorophyll, lipid peroxidation, proline, silicon concentration in both soil and plant based on blue silico molybdic assay and scanning electron microscopic studies. Here we are looking at the ANOVA table and the significance of physiological parameters that were measured in this study with regard to several variables, and it turned out that there is a significant effect in the interaction of silica sources and stress. Again, here we are looking at the ANOVA table of the agronomical parameters that were measured in this study with regard to several variables, and it turned out that there is a significant interaction in silica sources and stress with regard to agronomical parameters and also distribution of silica bodies, which is considered as a microscopic studies result. So as far as the results concerned, here we are looking at the concentration of silicon in the soil that were collected at the harvest time. Along the y-axis we have silicon concentrations, and along the x-axis we have all the silicon fertilizers that were used in this study, and also the condition of no drought and drought stress. The pattern of the graph will be consistent to the end of my presentation with regard to each parameters that were measured. So as we can see here, the soil amended with wollastonite and a slag showed higher level of silicon concentration compared to the control, and this result is in line with our expectation. Here we are looking at the concentration of silicon in plant tissue, basically all silicon fertilizers, as we can see here, increase the level of silicon in plant tissue. However, just wollastonite-treated plants gave us a significant content of silicon in plant compared to the control. Here we are looking at the scanning electron microscopic images of plants, epidermal region of the plants, and the distribution of silica bodies among the epidermal cells. I just randomly took two of the pictures that were generated by the scanning electron microscope, and as we can see, the density and frequency of silica bodies among the epidermal cells is higher than the control plants. And if we look at the statistical analysis of the data regarding the silica bodies distribution, all silicon treatments gave us a higher and significant level of silica bodies distribution compared to the control. We also measured several physiological parameters. One of the parameters was proline, which is a osmoprotectant. As we can see here, under the drought stress, we have a higher level of proline content. And wollastonite, a slag, solution 1 and solution 2 decrease the proline content significantly compared to the control. This result implies that silicon has a positive role in reducing the reactive oxygen species and oxidative stress in the plant cell, and kind of reinforce the idea that there was less requirement for the presence of osmoprotectants in the cell under drought stress condition. Here we are looking at the malondialdehyde content. We know that malondialdehyde is an indicative of lipid peroxidation. And as we can see here, under drought stress, there is a increase and also significant level of malondialdehyde content compared to the control, and all silicon fertilizers reduce the malondialdehyde significantly compared to the control. However, there is no significant difference among the sources of silicon that were applied in this study. This result also kind of supports the idea that silicon has a positive role in reducing the reactive oxygen species in the cell and reduce the pressure of oxidative stress on the cells. We also measured chlorophyll content. As you can see, under drought stress, there is a sharp reduction in chlorophyll content, and all silicon fertilizers increase chlorophyll content significantly compared to the control. We also measured plant fresh weight and dry weight. In terms of plant fresh weight, there was a significant reduction under the drought stress. However, volustanide and a slight treatment increased plant fresh weight under drought stress. In terms of plant dry weight, we didn't see any significant effect on drought stress during the 7 days of application of no water, and we also didn't see any effect of the silicone fertilizers on this parameter. The take-home for this study is volustanide treatment helped plants better to cope with water stress, and basically plants responded better from the soil amendment rather than the foliar application. Silicone liquid fertilizers showed improved plant physiological responses to drought, and we hypothesized that foliar application of silicone could trigger plant defense responses. Future research at molecular level is required to answer the question, what is the minimum level of silicone inside the cell that can trigger molecular and physiological responses? And a scanning electron microscopic research is required to answer the question whether or not silicone distributes in nucleus and other organelles in the cell or not. With that, I want to thank Dr. Tubanian, my major advisor, Soil Fertility Group, Dr. Boysak, and Dr. Harrison, and I will take your questions. It also depends on what sort of soil you want to apply the volustanide to, because basically the soil pH in Louisiana ranges from 7 to 8, is not that much acidic or basic, but we didn't have any problem regarding the dissolution of dissolvement of the material into the soil solution.
Okay.